This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States on Thursday denounced Russia's veto that ended a UN panel monitoring sanctions on North Korea, accusing Moscow of seeking to hide its growing military cooperation. Here's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
The United States is deeply disappointed by Russia's veto of the United Nations Security Council's 1718 Committee Panel of Experts mandate renewal. We are also disappointed that the People's Republic of China decided to abstain after 14 years of supporting this important mandate.
The move comes amid U.S.-led accusations that North Korea has transferred weapons to Russia, which Moscow has used in its war in Ukraine. Both Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the accusations, but vowed last year to deepen military relations. China abstained from the vote on Thursday, while the remaining 13 council members voted in favor. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that claims by Russian officials of the West's involvement in the Moscow shooting on March 22nd is, quote, nonsense.
In fact, the United States tried to help prevent this terrorist attack, and the Kremlin knows this. In advance of the March 22nd attack, the United States government provided clear, detailed information to Russian authorities regarding the terrorist threat against large gatherings and concerts in Moscow.
The U.S. government said it told Russia in early March about an imminent attack under the, quote, duty to warn rule that obliges U.S. intelligence officials to share such information even with Washington's adversaries. It was unclear how detailed and specific the tip was. The U.S. embassy in Moscow also issued a public notice March 7th advising Americans to avoid crowded places in the capital over the next 48 hours in view of, quote, imminent plans by extremists to target large gatherings, including concerts. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.